Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Internal Twitter files being released by Elon Musk continue to show a link between the FBI, Department of Justice, CIA, and Twitter officials censoring content on the platform in what Republican lawmakers claim to influence a presidential election. A remotely operated Orion space capsule splashed down in the Pacific Ocean southwest of San Diego, California, Sunday, bringing a successful end to NASA's historic Artemis 1 moon mission. The first of many to build a base at the south pole of Luna by 2030, the current mission covered 1.4 million miles. A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over the small Scottish town of Lockerbie in the late 80s is in custody. Rich Johnson has more.
He's been in custody in Libya for years on other charges, but 2 years ago, the U.S. charged Mohamed Massoud with making the bomb that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland in 1988. All 259 people on board and 11 people in the tiny town of Lockerbie were killed when the blast took down the plane that had left London heading for New York. No word yet on how the U.S. gained custody of Massoud, and when it happens, he will appear in U.S. federal court in Washington. I'm Richard Johnson.
Severe weather that started out west will continue to the east all week. Katie Lewis reports.
Heavy snow buried parts of the Sierra, including Soda Springs Ski Resort, where 5 feet of snow fell in just 48 hours. More than 15 million people in 14 states, including Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, are under some sort of winter weather alert on Monday. Forecasters say a severe storm threat will push into the lower Mississippi River Valley on Tuesday, with Louisiana and Mississippi possibly seeing tornadoes, high wind gusts, and damaging hail.
USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The nation's capital is introducing a money-saving plan for their residents. It will begin offering free bus fares to residents beginning next summer. Other cities, including Los Angeles and Kansas City, Missouri, suspended fare collections during the height of the pandemic. But D.C.'s permanent free fare will be by far the biggest, coming at a time when major cities, including Boston and Denver, and such states as Connecticut, are considering broader zero-fare policies. It's been a year since devastating tornadoes ripped through western Kentucky. Tony Maruso reflects.
Ahead of Saturday's one-year anniversary of the devastating tornadoes that tore through western Kentucky, killing more than 80 people, including eight that were killed when a candle factory in the town of Mayfield collapsed, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear sat down to reflect on what he witnessed when he toured the damaged areas last year, including Mayfield and his father's hometown of Dawson Springs. Beshear is saying he saw chaos and trauma, but also an area willing to come together and lift each other up while rebuilding their lives and communities with one another.
I'd say if people out there lose faith in humanity, they ought to just watch how people respond after one of these natural disasters. I still wish I could understand why they hit, why we get hit, but you see a lot of God in the response.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thank you for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Adam Angieski, founder of OpenTheBooks.com. We're going to take a look at all the great things that Open the Books did this past year as we review the hits, okay, because they just keep on coming, right, Adam?
Well, it's a target-rich environment, Bill. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, this is critical. I mean, you know, all the time we have to remind people of what's going on and all the great work that you're doing on behalf of American citizens and taxpayers. And going back, you know, one of the biggies, of course, was you making everybody aware of how, you know, Dr. Fauci profited during the pandemic. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we found, I mean, 2022 was a huge year at OpenTheBooks.com, giving oversight to Dr. Anthony Fauci's family finances. What we realized, Bill, is that they're buried deeper than the presidential safe place. We had to file four federal lawsuits. All four were successful, and we got, by and large, the production during the calendar year 2022. But it kicked off, if you remember, in January of this year, with Roger Marshall, the U.S. Senator from Kansas, grilling Fauci on his finances, citing Forbes, which was my then column at Forbes, in a U.S. Senate hearing. And it turned out, under the pressure, Fauci folded. You can't be America's top doctor if you're melting down on national television at the end of that contentious hearing where Fauci misled Congress, misled the American people. He said that my finances are, quote-unquote, public knowledge and have been for the last 55 years. It wasn't true. We were suing for a year ahead of that. NIH admitted to holding 1,200 pages of Fauci's ethics and financial disclosures. Finally, with Marshall's help, we were able to get those and hold them to account. But Fauci, if you remember, he melts down on national television. On the open mic, he calls Marshall a moron. This was Fauci's code red moment, and at OpenTheBooks.com, we had a big stake in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the thing that's amazing is that as revealing as that was, what was the penalty for Anthony Fauci?
Well, there was no penalty. He even goes back to, you know, the national press gave him a lot of cover for that statement. I put up a column at Forbes saying that, no, Fauci's finances are not transparent. I detailed out our 12-month battle to open the books on the Fauci finances, and that was one of the last columns I ever wrote at Forbes.
I was going to say, obviously, you touched a nerve, and Dr. Fauci and all his acolytes and the cabal of the deep state made a real quick call to Forbes, and suddenly your column is canceled for telling the truth.
And it was the truth, because Fauci has reported 2 weeks later in the Washington Post, he goes back to his agency at the National Institutes of Health, and he tells the assembled, he shocks all the staff, he says, well, maybe the U.S. senator has a point. Maybe my finances are supposed to be public knowledge, but maybe they're harder to access than we think. And so, of course, yeah, they're really hard to access, like we had to sue them, slow-walking all the production, and then heavily redacting it. thanks to U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, we eventually got it all. And then to answer your question, we proved how Fauci profited during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. First of all, his net worth increased from $7.6 million at the start of 2019 to $12.6 million at the end of 2021. Ooh. So the pandemic years were extremely good for Fauci's net worth. It went up by $5 million. The drivers to that were his income.
Mm-hmm.
They were his investment gains and his third-party paid royalties.
I was going to say,
part of that royalty stream was the million-dollar payment from a foreign nonprofit, an award approved by his employer, the National Institutes of Health, $1 million expressly given to Fauci for speaking truth to power during the Trump years and for defending science during the Trump years. And that'll flummox a lot of people.
Wow. I it really makes you wonder when the scientific community circles its wagons like this, when the public sentiment would disagree with that assessment. Is that a fair statement?
Well, we've all, yes, and we've all been treated to every single flip-flop in terms of policy. We'll break some news right here on the program. You know, Fauci's gotten a lot of heat for saying no masks, one mask, two masks, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, while he was telling all of us no masks in February of 2020, he got a briefing. We noticed this on his calendar because we had to sue for that. We got production of his hour-by-hour calendar from November 1st of 2019 through March 31st of 2020, so 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
In February of 2020, when the pandemic is starting to break here in the States, Fauci gets a briefing from the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, on PPE, the personal protective equipment. And we saw that on the calendar. We filed a request, and we got the documents on how he was briefed.
Mm-hmm.
They were telling him that if anybody was around a COVID-positive patient, you had to wear a respirator. Fauci goes out and tells the American people, you don't even have to wear a mask.
Oh, wow.
That's what we determined from the production of that FOIA.
Mm-hmm. Adam, what about is the origination of COVID, does that fall under any purview whatsoever from Dr. Fauci? Because he seems to be all over the place on that as well. I'm maybe pleading plausible deniability in that, and as you and I have discussed before, Dr. Fauci had a team. I mean, he helped build that Wuhan laboratory against Barack Obama's directive, which I thought's quite interesting. I mean, he's his own person unto himself, a public figure paid with tax money. And when the president, the commander in chief, tells him not to do something, he goes ahead and does it anyway. And then afterwards, when they realized, the reports that we received was that he had representatives there in China at Wuhan, and they came back with a report that said, you know, these guys scare us. They seem a bit reckless. I'm this is my language, not the specific language that was put in the directive. And for Dr. Fauci to seem so unaware when the outbreak of COVID came about, its origin and other things, I mean, you almost wish you could have been in the room at the time when he was giving counsel to then Donald Trump.
Well, Fauci was essentially unreviewable, even by two presidents, Obama and Trump, you know, protected and unaccountable. So I think required reading is the Washington Post investigation of gain of function. Did Fauci and Collins, Francis Collins was the former director of the National Institutes of Health, did Fauci and Collins fund gain of function? So the Washington Post did a deep dive, and they found that over the course of an eight-year period, their words, their definition of gain of function, that they put at least $40 million into 48 studies of gain of function. And so Fauci and Collins were able to change definitions and twist language to get around the gain-of-function ban from Barack Obama and from President Trump.
Exactly. And, of course, this made for interesting television when he was being, interrogated. It wasn't really, he was just being questioned by Rand Paul. We got about 30 seconds left here on this break. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he didn't fund it when under question from Rand Paul, I believe. So, so required reading should be the Washington Post story. It's entitled Science in the Shadows, and it details very specifically how Fauci and Collins funded gain of function.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Adam after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
After the top of the hour, a conversation with Adam Angieski, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp, as we review. And as you can tell, there is so much to cover here. We're going to do the best we can to review the highlights of what Open the Books has done on behalf of the American people. So just to put a bow around the Anthony Fauci report here, Adam. Summarize where we are and what's next. Anthony Fauci is heading for the exit, supposedly, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to retire here at the end of the year. So here's what the record shows. Dr. Anthony Fauci, he was the number one most highly compensated federal bureaucrat. He made $480,000 this year. He out-earned the president, four-star generals in the United States military, and 4.3 million of his colleagues. We broke that story in January of 2021. The second point, Mrs. Fauci, Christine Grady, she out-earns the vice president. She made $230,000 plus this year. She's actually the chief bioethicist at Fauci's employer, the National Institutes of Health. Point number three, when Fauci retires here at the end of the year, he's going to retire on the largest golden parachute retirement pension payout in federal government history. We estimate that his first year pension will be $375,000 just in his first year. Now, all of this information, Bill, we didn't get from Fauci's employer, the National Institutes of Health. We had to file requests with other agencies just to compile that. The NIH has really not been responsive outside of our federal lawsuits to our Freedom of Information Act request.
Exactly. Right.
That's an outrage.
Without a doubt. And also, you got Fauci's royalties that will come into play. You said there's a royalty payment stream, what, in excess of $300 million?
So the big Fauci royalty payment stream was the $1 million prize from the foreign nonprofit that his agency allowed him to accept in 2021. So the third party paid royalties from, say, pharmaceutical companies to Anthony Fauci. We think those are probably small, but here's the deal. A lot of scientists at the National Institutes of Health, Allergies and Infectious Diseases, a lot of the scientists around Dr. Anthony Fauci are getting a lot of third-party paid royalties. We don't think Fauci himself is profiting to a great degree from those royalties, but everyone around him in the entire NIH complex certainly is. So we had to file a federal lawsuit. We got 3,000 pages of line-by-line production over the last decade, and here's what we found. $325 million in that decade flowed from third-party payers, think pharmaceutical companies, to 2,405 NIH scientists, its leaders, and the agency itself. So every single year, NIH was doling out $30 billion to the entire healthcare complex across the country. Now we know coming back through the other door was a hidden secret payment stream. $325 million enriching the agency, its leaders, and 2,405 of its scientists.
Now, let me ask you this. This may be a bit naive here, but with that kind of money feeding these scientists, something tells me that the information that we were getting from the scientific community is very biased and prejudiced and calculated.
Wow. You know, during the pandemic, I think all of us got the feeling that big government was very close to big pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And because of our work here at OpenTheBooks.com on these third-party paid royalties and our legal counsel, Judicial Watch, who helped us break open the complex, we now know just how close they were. I mean, incredibly, over 10 years, hundreds of millions of dollars, $325 million flowed from the industry to the agency, its leaders, and its scientists.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the acting director of the National Cancer Institute. He is one of the top royalty receivers. So when our report broke in May, immediately, 36 hours later, at the House Appropriations hearing, this is where NIH was going for their budget.
Mm-hmm.
They had to participate in hearings, and John Molinaro, the Republican congressman from Michigan, had the acting director of NIH, Lawrence Tabak, in the hearing for 5 minutes. And on our issue of third-party paid royalties. And finally, at minute three, Tabak admitted that, yes, every single payment has the appearance of a conflict of interest. But trust us, we have firewalls.
Of course they do.
Laughable.
Hey, look at, I mean, anybody would want to be one of those scientists, right? If you're in that cabal and you've got that kind of money flying around, who wouldn't want to be party to that? And of course, you know that everything that the scientist does and everything that, you know, the NIH and Dr. Fauci has taught us is that you will hold the party line. If you don't, you're not going to get funded.
And they're still holding the party line, Bill, because I'm going to tell you what we can't see. I can tell you the top line numbers. We know $325 million flowed over 10 years. I know the scientists that received the royalties, and we can count their names, 2,405. I can't tell you who paid the royalty, $325 million, and they will not disclose a single payer. They redacted the names of, say, the pharmaceutical company who made the payment. They've also redacted the license number and invention. So the government-funded scientist and a government-funded lab invented something, and they won't tell us what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting payments from the private sector, and they won't tell us who's making the payment. And they also redacted, blacked out, the individual payment to the scientist.
Right.
So Fauci, he is getting royalties, but I don't know the amount.
You don't know the amount or the pharmaceutical that could be associated with that amount that could be considered to say, whoa, there was a conflict of interest. And, you know, for example, remdesivir, a lot of controversy over remdesivir. Do we know who got that money and who was incentivized to push remdesivir on COVID patients?
So all of this is still being hidden by NIH.
Mm-hmm.
They produce this heavily redacted database. And that's why Rand Paul in the U.S. Senate has said he's not going to rest until he sees every line. He's going to try to, you know, if he would have been in the majority, he would have subpoenaed it.
Mm-hmm.
He's written oversight letters to NIH asking for the unredacted database. Those have been ignored from
right.
a sitting U.S. senator on Homeland Security with four of his other Republican colleagues signing off on that letter. It has the force of law.
Right.
They refuse to even answer the question.
There's just something so wrong when, you know, the people's representatives cannot get the answers that they're supposed to get. But that seems to be more the norm, particularly in this administration. I mean, there's been slow walking from day one. That's been going on for decades. But to flat out ignore and to just flat out break the law is unbelievable. I mean, the nerve of these bureaucrats anymore, because the last time I checked, this all belongs to the people, does it not, Adam? Or supposed to?
Well, yeah, it is supposed to, but you have unelected bureaucrats in the state machinery that feel that they can just wait out the people's representatives, and that's mm-hmm. what's going on. Like we've detailed an NIH strategy to use expensive taxpayer-paid litigation to slow walk any production of documents. When they do finally produce it, subject to a court order, they heavily redact it.
Uh-huh.
To keep going back to the judge to try to get things unredacted, it's an expensive and painfully slow process.
Right.
I just want to give kudos to our legal partner, Judicial Watch, again.
Mm-hmm.
They helped us punch above our weight and hold Dr. Anthony Fauci and the National Institutes of Health accountable when they flat out ignored our Freedom of Information mm-hmm. Act request.
Adam, what about this bureaucracy immunity that runs rapid within, you know, within the government, in Congress, and these other bureaucratic institutions?
Yeah, I mean, look, Congress needs to reassert itself in the oversight of the executive branch.
Mm-hmm.
Period. End of story. Like, Congress is such a de minimis player anymore that the transfer of power has gone to the unelected administrative state. And that, you know, Dr. Anthony Fauci represents the pinnacle moment for the administrative state.
This is incredible. And we're reviewing this past year with Open the Books founder Adam Angieski. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more. Stay with us.
Would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs. So whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over the small Scottish town of Lockerbie in the late 80s is in custody. Chris Johnson has more.
He's been in custody in Libya for years on other charges, but 2 years ago the U.S. charged Mohammed Massoud with making the bomb that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland in 1988. All 259 people on board and 11 people in the tiny town of Lockerbie were killed when the blast took down the plane that had left London heading for New York. No word yet on how the U.S. gained custody of Massoud, and when it happens, he will appear in U.S. federal court in Washington. I'm Richard Johnson.
The Orion space capsule splashed down in the Pacific Ocean southwest of San Diego, California, Sunday, bringing a successful end to NASA's historic Artemis 1 moon mission. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Adam Andrzejewski, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp, continues. As we look back and recap the year as best we can, there's so much information, so many great things that Adam and the team, along with their partners, like partners at Judicial Watch, you know, who have been on with us separately, they have fought for, you know, for information and fought for holding our government accountable. I mean, it's our money, our government, and boy, I'll tell you, these bureaucrats, they have, they've carved out, you know, quite a piece of the rock for themselves at our expense. Adam, let's talk about California. I know you were especially excited for all the hard work. You were finally able to get your hands on California's state checkbook for the first time in history.
Well, it was a knockdown, drag-out, decades-long dogfight. To simply open the line-by-line spending in the Golden State. Mm-hmm. So we started this 10 years ago with Comptroller John Chang, and he rejected our request. Incredibly, he said that, quote-unquote, he couldn't locate any of the 50 million bills he paid that year.
Oh, wow.
It was an undue burden on his office to go look. And this was parroted by the next California comptroller, Betty Yee.
She said, what kind of audacity? I mean, to say that. I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing that anybody could say. But this just shows you the hubris of the bureaucracy, right?
It is ridiculous, Bill. I mean, if you can make the payment, you can track the payment. The other 49 states could do it for the last decade. In the, you know, home to Silicon Valley, California was claiming they couldn't do it. It was patently ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It always was. So
The home and headquarters for QuickBooks, by the way, you know, real simple accounting business and software program that, you know, California could have utilized, I guess. But maybe they did, maybe they didn't. We'll never know. Right?
Bill, they had spent $1 billion.
Wow.
Produced a California state checkbook since 2005. And they were still claiming that they were unsuccessful after $1 billion. Now, I can tell you this. At OpenTheBooks.com, we host the federal government checkbook all the way back to the year 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Now we host 50 out of 50 states going back a decade. We host the checkbooks of 15,000 municipalities and the salaries and pension records of 25 million public employees. We have an annual budget of $3 million. California claimed they couldn't produce a state checkbook after spending $1 billion. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Well, again, just some more government waste here. So, where are we now with California's checkbook?
We sued them. The judge actually bought their line. We didn't get a single transaction. We were pretty disappointed in that. That was the first transparency lawsuit we ever lost. So we pivoted to Plan B this spring. We filed 442 sunshine requests in California with every single state agency. Those agencies follow the law. They produce their line-by-line spending. We compiled the state of California checkbook like a jigsaw puzzle, and we did what the governor, the comptroller, the attorney general, the state judge, the lawmakers, the state bureaucrats refused to do. We at OpenTheBooks.com, we opened the books on the California line-by-line state expenditures for the first time in history.
So did you send him a bill for 50%? You say, look, it didn't even count. It costs us $1 billion, but, you know, send us $500 million. We'll call it a day. We did your work for you, right?
No, we just turned around and we gave Governor Gavin Newsom some oversight.
Yes.
We wanted to know whether or not the governor participated in the highly unethical practice of soliciting state vendors for campaign cash. So he took his...
Adam, come on, that never happens. Come on, we know better than that, right?
We took his campaign donor disclosures, we matched it up with the state checkbook, and we found that he solicited 1,000 state vendors for over $10 million worth of campaign donations. And just in 1 year, because we only have 1 year of the state checkbook, those 1,000 vendors received, incredibly, $6.2 billion.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing. Again, hubris of these people.
Right.
Governor Newsom, if you think about this, Bill, he's pioneered the public financing of his campaign.
Exactly. Well, are you surprised? I mean, this is the stuff that comes out of the file drawer of his relative, Nancy Pelosi. You know, quid pro quo. I mean, these are the experts of quid pro quo. Why not?
Yeah, everything's at arm's length. Nothing is illegal, but the pattern certainly is troubling, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's troubling over at his wife's charity. So, you know, I mean, think about this. The Clinton, at least they had the courtesy to set up the Clinton Foundation in the waning days of the presidency. Not so with the Newsoms. As soon as he starts running for governor, lieutenant governor, she opens up her own charity. And we've proved that while he was soliciting state vendors for campaign cash, Jennifer Stiebel Newsom, the governor's wife, she's soliciting state vendors for her public charity, the Representation Project. Okay? So, I mean, there's a lot more to come in 2023 as we build all of those stories out.
Well, at least she's not creating art and selling it for some incredible amount of money. But, hey, I mean, anything's possible, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the one thing about the bureaucrats. They're creative. Well, you know, they know the laws. They know how to circumvent this stuff. And they're taking full advantage of, you know, the people's trust. And, you know, at some point, Adam, something's got to explode to finally say, you know, where the American people go, enough of this stealing of the assets of the American people that are filling your own pockets. I mean, you know, we continually look at, you know, supposedly public officials, servants of the people who come in and they're worth X, but by the time they leave, they're worth, you know, 5-10 times X. You know, the whole bureaucracy, very, very good to supposedly the servants of the people.
Well, and Jennifer Stiebel Newsom, out of her charity since 2012, and I'm just going on memory, but she's taken $1.5 million worth of salary and then $1.6 million has been paid out to her for-profit company, Girls Entertainment, from the public charity after she solicited state vendors for donations to the charity. So, yeah,
Girls Entertainment, what do they do? TikTok, social media drops? Or what do you mean, Girls Entertainment? What does she do?
She creates films, and I believe Girls Club Entertainment is a film distributor. So, and that's on the for-profit side of her tax return. So yeah, there's a lot more to come in 2023 as we unpack the Newsoms, both Gavin and his wife Jennifer Siebel.
Let's talk about Illinois. Why is Illinois in trouble?
Because it's the Super Bowl of corruption.
Yeah.
And there's 133,000 public employees in our data at OpenTheBooks.com that have, that receive an annual salary or retirement pension north of $100,000 a year. You can be a Chicago bus driver and make up $244,000 in cash compensation alone.
Wow.
Now, think about this. The Illinois K-12 public schools, they should be turning out amazing students, Bill. There are 43,000 six-figure educators. 26,000 of them are making $100,000, and they're currently employed in the classroom. And then there's 17,000 of them retired on six-figure pensions.
Wow.
The only problem is none of the students are doing well. Only 30% of the students are reading at grade level, and only 29% of the students are doing math at grade level. The schools, they don't get an F. They get a zero. But everybody working for the public schools, 43,000 six-figure employees or retirees. It is a moral outrage.
Could you imagine the White Sox would be paying their manager to be a loser? We don't want you to win games. Just lose. And you lose, and we're going to pay you just an ungodly amount of money. And we'll just keep that going. I mean, this just it just defies the raw principles of the American idea, this level of incompetency. Adam, what are they going to do? I mean, already you've got, I think it's estimated well over a million kids have left public education just in this past year. What are they going to do if there is a mass exodus out of public education? I mean, the whole institution, public education en masse, is going to be in serious trouble.
Yeah, I mean, and
they should be.
The lack.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick it up on the other side. We've got a break to go to. We've got more from Adam Andrzejewski after this. Stay with us.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend $1 a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend $1 a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Back with you. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez, Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books as we review the year 2022. Adam, as we were saying, you know, if the school system collapses, I mean, you cannot continue with this level of incompetency, especially for all the money that we're investing in, and not to mention, you know, the cultural indoctrinational war that's going on in public schools. I mean, this is a train wreck that's going to crash, and it's going to be, hard felt by all these, employees in the public education system, don't you think?
Yeah, you cannot educate children in the classroom if you're funding a massive education bureaucracy. And clearly in Illinois, the declining test scores and rising property taxes illustrate that point. And then you've got just odd and absolutely crazy ideologies being taught to students nowadays, and other odd policies. Like in Illinois, there are reports right now of schools installing tampon dispensers in the boys' bathrooms.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is just odd yeah. policy. And, you know, I think the attrition from public schools to private schools, charter schools, is only going to continue. Homeschool. Cool.
You know, that would seem to be the obvious offing. It's already, there's indications that that is the case. We'll see, you know, how that continues to develop. Let's talk about the government's war on transparency, if you would.
Well, we believe transparency revolutionizes United States public policy and politics. And our founders knew the power of transparency. They wrote it into the Constitution. It's Article 1, Section 9. It states that a regular statement and account of the receipts and expenditures of all public money shall be published from time to time. And there's a clear interpretation, Bill. Post every dime online in real time. Open the books.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful. And all the stories we're talking about, bureaucrats and politicians, they hate these stories. Governor Newsom hates transparency
exactly.
out in California
mm-hmm.
because it's how you hold them accountable. So there's a war at every level, and it's bipartisan against transparency. And we put up in September, full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal, in Section A National. We detailed out government's war on transparency. I'm going to walk you through some examples. So the Biden administration, they redact 350,000 names from the federal executive agency payroll. Under Obama, they only redacted 2,300 names.
Wow.
There's $30 billion today of federal payroll hidden in the swamp that we don't know who is receiving this. We don't know who is employed anymore in amongst 350,000 federal employees within the federal executive agencies.
How can that be tolerable?
Well, it's not. We're gonna sue them for it.
Yeah.
We can't let this rest.
Right.
The Federal Reserve says they admit they've got 23,000 employees, and they provided a responsive record of about 360 of them. That's it.
Wow.
They actually said on their response, they said that the privacy interest of the rest of the employees outweighs the public interest for you guys to receive them, so we're going to withhold them. And we vehemently disagree. They're paid for by taxpayers, and obviously the Federal Reserve during a period of inflation and recession, there's probably no federal agency that has as much power as they do over the economy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But you say exactly right. It is a war on transparency. The government's doing everything they can to block this information from the taxpaying American people.
Well, and to continue with the Federal Reserve, we wanted to audit them. And we realized we didn't have to wait for Congress to act to audit the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
We could do it as a citizen, as a watchdog organization, just like we audit any other state or locality,
mm-hmm.
federal agency, we could audit the Fed. So we filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the Federal Reserve's checkbook. They rejected it. They said they don't have a checkbook.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what the corrupt states of California and Illinois said to us back in the day before we sued them and before we collected their checkbooks.
Mm-hmm. So what are they saying? I mean, here it is. You eventually, we end up getting the information. This is just a stall game. They're going to drag this out. And imagine, you know, they're talking to the other states that, you know, have either comported, you know, maybe initially, resisted. But then, you know, they have to comport by law.
Yeah, but they're test your will, their wallet. Mm. They don't want to be held accountable.
So of course
this is an intermediate step. So the Federal Reserve actually said, they don't have a checkbook, but then they said something odd. They said, but if you have a vendor name, we'll run it through our database, which I responded.
Mm-hmm.
I said, to clarify, a copy of that database is what we're requesting.
Right.
And they refused to answer on the merits. They just kept repeating three times, if you have a vendor name, we'll run it through the database. So they just don't want to comply at the end of the day with the request.
Well, of course not. Let's switch over to PPP loans. $1.4 billion forgiven that were paid to the wealthiest law and accounting firms across America, the Open the Books reports. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a stunning investigation that we just launched, and we found that the top wealthiest law firms and accounting firms in the country, these are law firms and accounting firms ranked in their respective top 300, they collected $1.4 billion. So it was 126 law firms and 236 accounting firms. You got Ernst & Young, one of the big three accounting firms.
Oh, mm-hmm.
For their Guam location, they took a forgivable $750,000 forgiven PPP loan. So, Bill, you and I paid for that loan, and Ernst & Young, they've got 365,000 employees across the world and tens of billions of dollars worth of revenue every single year. They don't need taxpayer help.
What others? Point some more.
Well, David Boies, he's a Democratic fixture,
right,
at the federal and state level. Mm-hmm. He's got a law firm down in Florida, Boies, Schiller, Flexner.
Mm-hmm.
So there was 20,000 law firms across the country that soaked up $10 billion worth of PPP funds. And David Boies' law firm took the most. They were the number one largest recipient of PPP funds out of any law firm in the country, $10.14 million, according to the SBA database. And so we took a look at whether they needed the money. And in the pandemic years of 2020 and 2021, they actually billed their clients $500 million, $480 million. Their partners had average profit per partner of $4.5 million.
Wow.
And yet they advocated for over a year to get their loan forgiven so they wouldn't have to pay it back. So you and I would pay it for them.
Yes.
They were successful with that. They got their loan forgiven. Mm-hmm. So we ended up paying them $10.14 million.
Yeah. So I guess why worry about tuition loans, right? I mean, let's just put it all in the big bucket of, you know, the people getting fleeced once again. But here you've got these major companies, as you said. I think I can't remember the exact number for Paul Pelosi. Paul Pelosi was also the recipient of a forgiven PPP loan, his company, I believe, as well.
Yeah, I mean, the elites across the board game the system for personal gain. I mean, you've got, you know, the 22nd largest accounting firm, Withum, Smith & Brown. We showed that their revenues during the pandemic went through the roof. They disclosed in 2019 they were a $200 million company, and by the end of 2021 they were a $400 million company.
Yeah.
And they took a $10 million forgiven PPP loan. But we also found a law firm that should be, you know, should be given kudos. So down in Nashville, Tennessee, there's an established law firm. The name of it is Bass Law Firm down there in Nashville.
Right.
And at the height of the pandemic, when the fear was the most, in April of 2020, they took an $8.9 million PPP loan. Quickly, they realized they didn't need it. They gave the money back, and that's the way the system was supposed to work. But far too many of the big law firms, they advocated for forgiveness, and taxpayers ended up holding the bag.
Exactly. That's you were referring to Bass, Berry and Sims PLC, that law firm there. I just wanted to help you out a little bit because I know you were trying to remember exactly. But, yeah, a little bit like all law firms, they always have, you know, a couple of partner names involved with it. But, yeah, and I'm sure there were stories like that, Adam, where you had people of conscience and fairness that utilized the you know, the PPP, the way it was intended to be. I would just be curious, only because everything has become so partisan and political, how many of these people that received these PPP loans were, you know, Democrats over Republicans. Just curious, sidebar stuff you may not be aware of fully. But we've got about a minute and a half left, and I did want to cover this Los Alamos Club in China. You and I talked about this before. This is incredible. Break it down for our audience. About a minute left here.
Well, Strider Technologies, they did a report, and for the first time, they led transparency on the people, the places, and the things that Chinese-born scientists who had come to America are now working on back in China. And incredibly, they found a Los Alamos Club in China, not at our national lab in Los Alamos.
Right.
They found since 1989, there's 162 former scientists employed at our national lab at Los Alamos that aren't working here in America any longer. They're working on behalf of the People's Republic of China, the Chinese communists, building very sophisticated technologies such as deep earth penetrating missiles, hypersonic. They're working in hypersonics, jet engines, unmanned vehicles, like think super drones. So they're building these technologies in China on behalf of the communists. But we educated them here, Bill.
Yes, exactly.
We employed them.
They came here for the apprentice program here, all at our expense, no doubt. Where else can they go, or where can they go, Adam, for more information?
Well, come to openthebooks.com. When you get to our website, you'll be hit with a pop-up. Enter your email address. That puts you on our breaking news list.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination.